T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Ray, he's Joe, and now...
We are always honored to welcome in our state attorney general, William Tong, who is representing the Constitution State in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit in Boston yesterday. Mr. Attorney General, good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
We're good. So yesterday, appearing as the state pushes back against the refusal by federal immigration authorities to recognize pardons that a state board has issued to legal immigrants for criminal offenses. What is the legal context of this that we can understand?
So basically, for over 60 years, the Board of Immigration Appeals and the federal government have always recognized Connecticut pardons as effective and valid for all purposes, including for purposes of the pardon waiver clause.
Right.
You know, if you commit a crime, you're potentially eligible for being deported. But if the state of Connecticut exercises its power to pardon you, then that's been erased. You're no longer on the hook for having committed that crime, because we erase the fact of that crime having been committed because the state made that extraordinary decision. Now the federal government is saying, nah, Connecticut pardons don't count, when pardons in 49 other states, including 5 other states whose pardons look exactly like ours, do count. And I just think that that's
I don't understand why they're doing this. Why are they singling us out?
Well, neither does anybody else, which is why I thought it was important to go to federal court and say, hey, you got to explain yourself. Why are you doing this now? Why for over 60 years, if you've taken a different position, why all of a sudden is Connecticut different than the 49 other states?
What reason did they give you?
They didn't. They said it's up to them. It's their discretion, and go take a hike.
So basically, I mean, I'm not saying it's a waste of your time, but obviously you didn't get any satisfaction from going up there.
Well, actually, I thought our presentation went well. I think that the court was very receptive to the arguments that I made. And, you know, what they really understood also is that Connecticut is entitled to equal sovereignty with the other states, right?
Yes.
We have a federal system. We're the sovereign state of Connecticut. You can't treat us differently than you treat Georgia or New York or Massachusetts or Alabama.
Somebody have a bee in their bonnet? I mean, what the heck's going on here? What, did you do something to hack people off? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't think I did anything, but
is it personal?
Someone's got a bee in their bonnet. And look, there's this guy, Richard Thompson, who's a Connecticut resident. He was a green card holder.
Yeah.
He made a mistake, right? He got into a bar fight when he was 18.
Yeah, well.
That was 22 years ago. And it was second-degree assault. He actually really didn't serve any time for that offense.
Okay.
And we in Connecticut gave him a pardon after 22 years.
Well.
And he's got a family and a job. And they locked him up anyway. And he's been in Alabama now for 5 years, locked up, and he's a Connecticut resident. And I thought, you know what, the Attorney General ought to go to Boston, a federal court, to stick up for the state of Connecticut and for one of our residents.
How'd he end up in jail in Alabama?
They focused on the fact that he had this prior offense when he was 18, and they picked him up, and he was at first incarcerated in an ICE facility in Boston, and then they moved him to Alabama.
Okay.
Is this appeal yesterday? Is that the last straw, or is there one more step to go?
Well, if they presumably if they hold against the government may choose to seek to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and if we lose, I guess we'll have that conversation too. But I feel very confident about our position.
Okay.
I thought we did I thought we made a good case yesterday before the court.
I just really don't see what their justification could be. I guess they're trying, but let's talk on a more pleasant matter. Let's talk for a minute. William Tong, by the way, the Attorney General, State of Connecticut. What about this $425 million? Like Publishers Clearing House. Is this great or what? You may already be a winner.
Not quite like Publishers Clearing House, but yeah, it does. You know, the $425 million in consumer assistance as part of a more than $600 million settlement is really good for consumers. It gives all of us who've been affected by the Equifax breach, 1.5 million people in Connecticut, including me.
Jeez, yeah, me
too. I don't know if you guys were affected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can now sign up for 10 years total of credit monitoring. And if you've spent any time trying to protect your own personal credit or you're the victim of identity theft or some kind of breach, you can now get money from this fund to cover your expenses and to cover your time.
Okay.
So, you know, if you spend 10 hours on the phone, right, dealing with some kind of identity theft or a breach, then this fund is there to cover that.
Right.
It also includes $175 million to the states. Connecticut gets a little less than $5 million from that, and that will cover the states. Efforts and expenses in going after these guys and funding our continued law enforcement efforts. But this was the biggest
biggest
data breach in history, and this is the biggest settlement in history, and I'm glad to say that it was led by our little old state of Connecticut.
I
was just going to say, if somebody was affected by this, you know, how do you get in touch and how do you get the monitoring and all that?
So that'll all be coming up online shortly. We had to ink the settlement first, and so we'll make announcements about the website and all that Equifax is required by our settlement to put all that together.
All right. Well, hopefully when that decision is reached, you can let us know, and we'll get it out there and get the information out to the people. No road trips scheduled today. You don't have to go to New York for something.
No road trips scheduled today, but there's a heck of a lot more travel in this job than George Jepson led on.
He didn't let you in on that?
No, he didn't. And I was told the other day, or yesterday actually, that I probably have to get on a plane in early August to go to Cleveland. As you both know, Connecticut is one of the lead states in the opioid investigation.
Right. Yes, right.
Keep us up on that.
And what George didn't let on was, you know, very often I have to go. It's not...
you can't give it to a minion.
You can't.
You can't assign it.
You? Well, you know what?
Especially on things like opioids.
Yeah, I know.
Go to an Indians game. Go to the Rock Hall of Fame. Enjoy yourself.
No, I got to get on a plane and be there.
He was in a hurry to get to Shipman and Goodwin. He didn't have time to talk to you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Tong, we always appreciate talking to you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for being on.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
William Tong.
Yep.
He's a good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.